What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Thank you for joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. I'm Ms. Shannon and Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and super real estate agent with RE/MAX Results is here as well. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
Hello. So we are very excited this morning. You also brought in our friend Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans as well.
Yo.
Yeah, so we are going to get people into some homes.
We're
right?
On spring break, yeah. And all three of us are in our bikinis.
Okay. I like it that you have set up
thanks,
a
Mimi.
So I'm just set a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've set the stage. We've set the stage.
Spring is here, mm-hmm. And we're ready. We got sand in our toes. Right here in the MyTalk studio.
I like
all
it.
Of us have got a sun lamp on us.
I can put my vitamin D pills away a little bit more. I don't have to take as much.
I just put we'll SPF get some sun. 50 on.
Well done. Yes.
Because he's kind of, you know, he's glowing
over
there.
Sometimes you're like, you're a little pale, you know, kind of thing. I use SPF 50 because I don't need a tan. So we're all in the same boat.
50's
we're all good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. 50 works for all of us. So we, even though we are mentally spring breaking, we actually have some great information for people out there so they can get their home ownership dreams on board as well as their spring breaking dreams on board.
That's right. And mm-hmm. Phil's got some numbers he's going to bust out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's
all
your
right.
NMLS numbers?
Please, MLS 238-103, branch NMLS 928-8590, company NMLS 150953.
So I just want to talk about a little bit more about what Phil's got going on. So Phil, he's kind of fancy. he's been out shopping for new duds because he's all skinny and such. And he's like a superstar in the Amec mortgage world. And
yes.
He's won a big old trip to Arizona.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well done. Well done. What part of Arizona are you going to?
Going to Flagstaff.
Ah.
Camelback Resort.
Okay.
I'm bringing my sticks with me.
Okay. Yeah, it is that time. It's that time of year. I, you know, that is my old stomping grounds. I grew up in Arizona, so you will enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But
awesome.
He's going because he's so fancy and such a super mortgage cat. He won this trip.
Congratulations.
It's like a president's trip. So
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
He won't brag, but I will brag for him.
Well, as you should.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it means so much more when our friends do it for us.
Yeah.
If we do it to ourselves, then people just don't tune out.
Right.
So congratulations, Phil. Enjoy
Thank
that
you.
Trip.
Thank
and
you.
I think that that's just a great testament to the fact, you know, as I can say as well, when people call you, you really do a great job of piecing together the puzzle that they might need so that they can get into the home that they need. You know, you help them make a great plan. You never tell them, oh, I can't do it. It's here's how we can work it out and do something down the road.
It just really comes down to maybe today is not the day.
Right.
You know,
right.
But tomorrow.
Doesn't mean no.
It doesn't mean no. I'm never going to say no. And the bottom line is if my client is willing to give their shirt off their back, I'm willing to give them my shirt off my back and we'll make it happen.
Wonderful. And, you know, today is the day, though, for you to call in and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And when you call in, not only will we answer your question today, right now, courtesy of our experts, you can also get a couple of our great guides out there to help you get on the road.
We do. We update these guides once a quarter. And so if you're thinking about buying or selling, it's great information and you can call and request them. Things to think about when you're selling and buying 2019.
Perfect.
So, okay. So let's just start and hit this thing on the ground running. So mm-hmm. The spring market is literally on fire. And I would say...
You said this was going to happen, that the minute the Super Bowl was over, people were just ready to go.
There are massive okay. numbers of buyers out there looking for property right now, more than I've ever seen since I've had my real estate license.
Okay.
In all sincerity. And so what I do know for a fact is that our FHA buyers are experiencing a little bit of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's true, Phil?
Yep. And to kind of partner off what you just said, you saying it's hot, I'm going to use the word boiling.
Okay.
All right. I just had a client that had, they were up against 17 other offers.
Oh.
17 for the same house.
Okay. Yes. So remind everybody again. So if you are an FHA buyer, what, you know, how do we, who are you as an FHA buyer?
Phil, tell everybody what what would qualify somebody to use an FHA product?
An FHA loan, okay, has lesser requirements than any other loan.
Okay.
3.5% down is the minimum down. It can be gifted funds, so it doesn't have to be your own money. But you have much looser credit criteria requirements with that specific type of loan. Unfortunately, in the market that we're in right now, though, not only is the seller looking for the best offer, they're also saying, who is my best buyer as far as financing wise?
Okay.
So when you look at a transaction, you always want to look at, well, is it a cash buyer? Now, that's the best one. Okay. After that, then it would go conventional. Then it would go VA, then it would go USDA, then it would go FHA, and then there's MHFA. So there's kind of a hierarchy in specific loans. And unfortunately, when you're in a true seller's market, the sellers really call the shots.
Yeah. As a seller, why do those different things make a difference to me?
As a seller, you're looking for who has the highest probability of closing on time and with the least amount of troubles.
Okay,
so if you know that the FHA buyer has a lower credit score than probably your conventional buyer, that's one tick on your spreadsheet.
Okay.
But I'm going to throw something at you, because at AMIC, we have that $10,000 guarantee program, and basically it's called AMIC Express.
Okay.
So if a client comes to me, I'm going to get them 100% approved through underwriting before they actually get out the door.
Okay.
We're going to present the sellers with a full-fledged approval, and then we're going to top it off with our $10,000 guarantee certificate that basically tells the sellers, we don't close. We're going to pay you $5,000, and we're going to pay, it is the buyer's first mortgage payment all the way up to $5,000. So with us, there's that guarantee where if they are that FHA buyer, but they're working with somebody else that doesn't have that guarantee, they are going to unfortunately maybe be put at the lower end of all the offers that are out there.
All right.
So here's what we want to talk about. We want to reach out to our FHA listeners, people that have that type of loan product. And perhaps Phil could convert your loan product to a conventional type of loan, making your offer when you're making offers a little bit stronger. So it might behoove our FHA listeners to give Phil a call today and talk about what that process actually looks like.
Now, here's the other thing. The other thing is with a FHA loan, you have different criteria appraisal wise.
Okay.
So with that specific product, your consumer is going to be somewhat limited on the specific properties that they can make an offer on.
Right.
Give you a great example. The house has peeling paint, chipped paint. We are March right now.
Yes.
Pretty difficult to paint a house.
Right.
That specific house will not qualify for FHA financing.
Okay.
But if I'm able to take that consumer and improve the quality of the product, which then gives them more ability to look at other houses, that gives them a better opportunity of actually closing on a transaction.
Thank you very much, Phil. So we have Phil Olson here, and we also have Mimi Schoeneman, our Red Hot Real Estate Show team. And we have some questions here. Thank you for being part of the show. You can always call us at 651-641-1071. Lori, we're going to start with you today. What's your question for Phil and Mimi?
Hi, I have a question about a house that we purchased several years ago as an investment property, and we currently have renters in the house. It has several rooms that we rent, and then we finished a basement so that we could rent it out as a one-bedroom apartment. And every spring, we have a dilemma of, do we hang on to this property as long-term rental income for us into the future, or do we sell it because it is such a hot market, and would that be better for us financially? Do you have any advice?
That's a great question. And it's funny that you're asked that, Lori, because we were talking about that before the show started. You know, there is such a high pent-up demand for property right now that for our investors out there, maybe now is a great time for you to cash out and either take that money and put it into a stock, or take that money, buy your winter home that you've always dreamt about, or even maybe upgrade to a fourplex or commercial property. So the options are just about endless. And so maybe it would behoove a good conversation to talk with you a little bit after the show.
Yeah, that's one thing that we were wondering is, could we take any profit that we would get from our current house? And we have thought about a fourplex or a duplex. Would we face the dilemma, though, that single-family homeowners or buyers are facing right now, where the prices are so high and there's so much competition? Or are multifamily homes a little more affordable? It might be easier to get into as an investment.
That's a great question. Phil?
What I would tell you is, it really comes down to price point. Right now, you're seeing your biggest amount of pressure between $150,000 and $300,000. Now, if you decided to go into a duplex, a tri, or a quad, you're looking at a higher price point. There's less buyers for those specific types of properties. And it just really comes down to where's the location of the property and how will it cash flow. But I would tell you, once you get into the higher price points, you're going to have less pressure.
And do you generally need to have 20% down for those investment properties at higher price points?
All investment properties require a minimum of 20% down.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's helpful.
You're very, very
Thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, Lori, for the question.
And we'll follow up with you later. And so we are going to continue to take calls here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. And when we get back from break, what do you want to cover, Mimi?
We're going to continue talking about the pros and cons of the market and options.
All right. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. In studio today, your host, Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results. Also in studio, Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans, helping you get into your home and filling in some of the blanks on some questions you might have. So if you have any questions, the perfect time to call is today. The number is 651-641-1071.
Okay, so we are talking today specifically about the pain points that our clients out in the field right now are experiencing.
Right.
And the lack of inventory is painful. It's painful for so many of us. And we want to talk about options. So we all understand that the closer you get to where you work, the better your quality of life is going to be, correct?
Right.
However, I'm going to propose that 15 more minutes in your car listening to a tune that you really enjoy is not painful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll give you, for instance, we have the capability to set up our listeners with a accurate search through the real true MLS that's called an NREX drive time search.
Okay.
And so if you tell me, Ms. Shannon, I work in St. Paul and I only want to be 30 minutes from St. Paul drive time, I can set you up with that type of search so that you know that that's exactly and precisely the homes that you're looking at are going to be within that parameter.
Okay.
What I'm proposing is, when you're first starting out, it would be more advantageous to see more rather than less, because the closer you get to the major city hubs, the more competition you have.
So, Mimi, when I am going through that search process, can I use, you know, anything that is key to my life? Like, let's say that I'm, you know, co-parenting and I want to be within a half an hour of my ex or a school. Can you use any particular location?
You can give me an address.
Okay.
And I can do a precise drive time metric for you. If you tell me I'm going to work at 8:30, you know, Monday through Friday, we can absolutely do that within a certain, you know, radius. It's a radius search.
Gotcha.
If you also tell me that you're only going to need to be in a certain school district, we can also screen it for just the schools that you want to be in. So when you're going out and you're looking at these big portals, they don't have that capability to do all of those things for you. And also, we're going to screen the portal to make sure that the only houses that you're looking at are active and available and they have no other offers on them. Phil?
Now, one of the things you're talking about that makes me think is there's so many different programs out there, folks. One of the programs is called USDA.
Okay.
And the USDA program is considered what's called a rural development loan.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you wanted to buy in Woodbury, but you move to Hudson. Now you've got a completely different mortgage program available to you, which is 100% financing, very, very low interest rate, very, very low mortgage insurance. And guess what? You can go south. You get down to the Cannon Falls area. You get up to the Chisago area, and you basically just draw a line straight across
right.
the state of Minnesota. So for that person that's saying, you want to know something? I want to live in Yugo.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any money to put down, for
right.
example. And I want to buy that $330,000 home. Well, guess what? We can use a USDA loan, and I get you to drive 15 more minutes. And now you've gotten yourself out of the city. And guess what? Once you get out of the city, a lot of people don't realize this. You get more home.
Right.
Lesser taxes. Your mortgage payment's less. And you have more mortgage payment options.
Right.
If you're tired of looking at the bungalow homes,
mm-hmm.
you're tall and you're down in the basement and your head is about hitting the ceiling.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's true. And you're frustrated mm-hmm. because it's like, well, this is all that there is right now in the area that I want. Bump yourself out 15 more minutes and your options become so much more more affordable. Like Phil said, you get a bigger, better house probably. And the USDA program, Phil, what I think that people may not know is it's zero down.
It is zero down.
Zero down.
Literally, the client can pay for their appraisal, which is $500. They pay for the home inspection, which is $300 approximately. And literally, they can get into the home, and that's all the money. So
yes.
for that client that has, you know, they have $6,000 saved up, here's what I tell the client. Keep your money. Keep that $6,000. Do 100% financing because your mortgage payment is only going to change $5 for every $1,000 you put in. So we're going to take your $6,000 from your bank and put it towards the house, and it drops your payment by, you know, $30. Where I'm going to say, you want to know something, folks? You're better off putting that $6,000 into the rainy day fund.
Right.
And now something happens. You have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me tell you an example that happened this week. I had another agent in our company in RE/MAX Results call and ask if we were licensed in Wisconsin, which we are.
Okay.
And they have a client that has a property that they would like to downsize from, but they were looking for a one-level living, either a detached townhome, patio home, whatever you want to call it, and they can't find anything in the area under $400,000. That's when people tell me I want one-level living and they're only qualified for $200,000. Well, we're going to have to come up with some other parameters because we're going to have to move you out
right.
or do something. And some of the options that we've talked about, because we realize that demand is only going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
But to finish the story, I said, yes, we are licensed in Wisconsin. And I did a quick search for them and found that there was a one-level detached townhome for under $300,000. You cannot even get close to that in the Woodbury, Maplewood area.
Right.
It's like a needle in a haystack. And when you find it, it's gone in a blue minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Phil?
Yeah. And kind of partnering again off what you're talking about, meaning it comes down to having realistic expectations, be it the buyer having realistic expectations in this specific marketplace right
okay.
now. Now, could that change? Sure, maybe it's 3, 4, 5 years down the road before we're no longer in a seller's market and maybe we have equilibrium. But for those buyers that are wanting that $200,000 to $300,000 home, we're hearing some of the following things.
Okay.
We want all the bells and whistles. We want brand new carpet. We want it is the marble countertops. We want all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Mimi and I, we want to give you all this stuff.
Yes,
unfortunately, we do,
yeah, but the market,
the market isn't there,
right?
You know, you at $200,000 to $300,000, you have to be able to walk into a home and say, you want to know something? It's big enough, and we can make it our home,
right?
We can make it that special place.
Let us, you know, here's what we are really great at, and that is showing you what the potential is in a house. Having an open mind when you go out and you're looking, you know, you have the opportunity. Like if you see a house has been on the market for, I'm going to say 2 weeks or longer.
Okay.
There's a reason for that. Okay. And most of the time it's, I'm going to say decoration.
Because it's dated, probably. You might have to put a little elbow grease into it.
It's decoration. It's mm-hmm. the finishes are older. Maybe it's an estate. And, you know, that's just the way people get to a point where I like that paisley orange right. paper. It's good. Mm-hmm. And it works for me. So I'm not going to.
It reminds me of something in my youth. There's yes. probably mm-hmm. some reason that they wanted to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Disco's Got playing it. In the background right. and all the good stuff. But I'm telling you what, yeah, for somebody who has stripped wallpaper before, it's not anybody's fun project, but it is not the end of the world. And you can change that up and make it your own and actually do some, you know, improvements where mm-hmm. you're going to be building some equity, Phil.
I totally agree. You know, the other thing is, though, is if the consumer is open to that little bit longer drive time, they're going to have far more options available to them of what they're exactly wanting, because there's not that much pressure, be it in southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, western Wisconsin. They will have that many more options available. So if that specific buyer is saying, I must have the following, then we need to ask ourselves the point, is it achievable to find that here in the metro? And if it's not achievable and we're looking at a 1%, then I would tell that buyer, then you need to be at, you know, Meanie's beck and call when that property comes up. We can't be hearing the words, well, I can't leave work.
Right.
No, no. You have to go out, leave work, go look at this house. And guess what? If you like it, then you're probably going to be making an offer right there on the spot, on the street.
Yes.
Right.
And that is why we have a buyer consultation. We sit down and we go over things with the buyer so that they understand when it happens to you, you've at least had a opportunity to look through the paperwork with me one-on-one where you understand what's in the purchase agreement. You also have been told to read the arbitration,
right.
which that's a legal decision you have to make when you're making an offer. And to have to discuss with you, Ms. Shannon, right now, we're sitting down right now mm-hmm. and we're writing the offer.
It's like, we need to have figured this out beforehand so we can just go.
And you're like, what is arbitration?
Right.
Remind me.
Yes.
And, you know, you'd never heard that before. That is just a moment that you have to waste.
Right.
Where that should have been handled beforehand. So, you know, at all costs, sit down and have the consultation with your real estate professional, Phil.
You know, one of the things I don't want the listeners to feel is that we're trying to be pushy.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do, or what I'm trying to tell consumers out there, is if you want to be a buyer, okay.
Right.
We need to help position you to be a successful buyer. And I like
you. You're just preparing them.
I'm just preparing them. And I like to use the analogy in baseball. Mm-hmm. Do you want to sit on the bench or do you want to get up to the plate and swing the bat?
Right.
Now, guess what? Meanie and I will move as fast as you want us to move. But if you're saying your ultimate goal is we want to get a house, then you need to have Meanie help and me help you bring you basically to that end of the rainbow.
Right.
And so, Phil, when we come back from this break, I think what we would like to talk about is how you, if it's at all possible, to move an FHA-approved buyer to a conventional buyer and what that process looks like.
Awesome. And we're also going to take your questions at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071, also available at mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot. In studio this morning, as always, Meanie Shoneman. She is here from RE/MAX Results. Also joining us from Amec Home Loans, Phil Olson. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. The number is 651-641-1071. We know some people out there, maybe you're shy. Don't feel bad about it. You can either call us. Our producer, Sonny, is happy to get your information. We can follow up with you and she can ask the question on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Or, of course, Phil and Meanie are perfectly happy to follow up with you after the show. So what's your number again, Meanie?
651-578-2218.
And then we can find Phil at
651-238-6748.
We'll make sure all that information, of course, is on the Red Hot Real Estate Show page at mytalk1071.com.
So, Phil, we were talking a little bit about FHA and the hierarchy of the loan programs. And you mm-hmm. have the capability sometimes of maybe converting somebody from FHA to a conventional, which most sellers, I think, would agree that that's a stronger program. So how do you do that, Phil?
Well, it really comes down to taking a look at the consumer's credit, for one. Two, you need to understand that there's multiple different underwriting engines out there.
Okay.
So you have an underwriting engine that's called Fannie Mae. Mm-hmm. You have another one that's called Freddie Mac. Then you have what's called GUS, which is for USDA.
Okay.
All right. And then, of course, Fannie Mae does FHA loans, so they underwrite, which is called desktop underwriting.
Okay.
But to convert an FHA to a conventional, it really comes down to understanding the multitude of conventional loan programs out there.
Okay.
Some lenders would rather just do the FHA loan because it's easier. There's less work for the loan originator.
Right.
Less creativity. So in other words, okay, I got this box and I'm just going to put them in the box.
So sometimes if you're checking off all of the things that make me qualified for a loan, instead of going, well, if we come up with a little bit more down payment, that's enough. Or if you just get 20 more points up in your credit, that's enough. They just go, well, here's where you are right now, and then just leave it.
Give you an example. Had a client came to me here 2 weeks ago. Agent and buyer were frustrated.
Right.
They had lost out on three houses. They were working with another lender. The agent called me and said, Phil, will you just give these guys a second opinion?
Right.
So they uploaded an application through my website. I pulled credit, worked the numbers, and I go, yeah, this looks like an FHA deal, but I go, I think this thing will go Home Ready, which is a first-time home buyer program, which
right.
the clients were. And I go, I'll make a bet if I put in 2 months PITI reserves.
Okay.
Be it, if the mortgage payment's $1,500, you have, let's say you have $10,000 in your 401k.
Yes.
I'm not asking you to touch it, Ms. Shannon.
Right.
We're just going to show it.
Okay.
I put that in there. I ran the findings. Believe it or not, came back approved eligible.
Oh,
I call the client. I call the client and I go, oh, by the way, you're no longer FHA. Go back to the house that they lost out on that just came back on the market because the offer that was put on got declined. So the market came back on. My clients then went back. They obeyed a conventional offer, 3% down versus 3.5% down. Their payment differential was, I think, $25. It was a little bit more
wow.
on the conventional
mm-hmm.
side. But you know, want to know something? Do you know what the client said? Phil, we're so thankful we gave you an opportunity to take a look at our situation. We're so happy that our agent had you call us.
So,
right.
So this is something that I want to point out. You know, there are a lot of loan officers. There's a ton. And so when somebody says, you know, I already talked to somebody, yada, yada. I think that there is a difference that you can find in quality loan officers. And Phil Olson with American, with AMEC is definitely one of those quality loan officers because, and here's the reason why. First of all, is the years of experience and
right.
the number of things that he's seen, that experience is worth everything. And so if you're the type of person that is a nickel or dimer, I'm going to say.
Okay.
And it's only important to you about, you know, the dollar amount, this or that. Maybe you're, as my mom used to say, cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yes.
Because maybe he's going to save you a ton of money over the 30 years in your interest because he's moved you from that one program to another. And maybe you're going to get a house where you wouldn't have been able to get a house. And
right.
the experience is what does it. Phil?
I really appreciate that, Mimi. But the other thing I'd like the folks to know is I'm really creative.
Right.
I am a creative loan officer. All right. Which really comes down to not only am I going to look out for the client's best interest and try to get them the cheapest payment possible, but because we're in this specific marketplace that we're in, sometimes them having a loan product that's maybe, you know, $25, $50 more per month, but it gives them that much more latitude and being able to make an offer and getting an offer to stick.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you can go out and make all the offers in the world, and if you're being turned down, then maybe you're in the wrong product, and maybe that's where I need to take a look at that situation and see, is there another way to retool this?
And I want to point out something too. If you are especially in that approval rate of around, let's say 200 to 250.
Okay.
There's a lot of pressure in that particular bracket. Maybe have a conversation with Phil and say, Phil, what does 260 to 275 look like on a payment?
Okay.
Because it could be a lot more affordable than you think. And maybe you've got it just set in your head that that's where you are. Maybe if something, because he is creative, he can do something to move you out of that hot pressure point, and then that would be able to offer you up so many more options.
Well, let's just go off of this then. So let's say we go up to that 260, 275. The average payment's going to go up $5 per thousand. So it's going to go up $50 to $100.
Right.
But hold one here. Let's say we make this offer and maybe I'm able to get down payment assistance for $8,000 to cover either your down payment or your closing costs. And now instead of you being broke when you go into this house, you now buy this house. You have an $8,000 reserve.
So you have time and money in case you need to go and get a new water heater or something.
Correct. Okay. But how about this? You've got that $8,000 in the bank and you're saying that this month it's a little tight. Well, guess what? I can pull $50 or $100 out of that reserve to help make that payment that I'm going to make. Now, here's the other thing that folks don't really think about when they buy a house, though. You realize the better the quality of the home you buy, the lesser your utilities are going to be.
True.
So guess what? You buy that $200,000 home and your utility costs are $500 a month. Maybe you buy that $250,000 home, which has maybe better windows, better roof, better siding, all those other types of amenities, better water heater. Well, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right.
And guess what? That house for $250,000, my utility costs are $300. Hold one. At $200,000, my utility costs were $500. I just told you that for every $1,000 you spend, it's about $5. Well, what is five going to 200?
Mimi, don't you love it when Phil gets all excited when he starts throwing those numbers around? Like, could you see his face just light up?
Listen, I'm sitting over here like making up commercials in my mind. So I know exactly what it's going to sound like and what it's going to say.
Right.
I went off on a tangent
but I appreciate that, because here's the thing, is that a lot of times you feel as though you are being pressured into something that you can't afford. And so having somebody go, no, here's what it really looks like. Because there's a big difference between what you just said, where you're going from, you know, moving from 250,000 to 275 versus somebody trying to take advantage of me and saying, oh yeah, you'd qualify for 350,000. You're not doing that. You're trying to make sure that they stay within what makes sense for them.
Exactly.
You know, overall.
You know, if you tell me I'm qualified for 250, I respect that.
Right.
But what that really means in practicality is that you're only looking for a house up to 230,000. Because we've got to bank in for all of the pressure for multiple offers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can't take you all the way to your max. But if I knew you had wiggle room to go to 270, then we can look at 250.
Right.
We've got to pad it a little bit, because we've got to be in a position to perform when we have pressure from other offers. Mm-hmm. It's just the best possible scenario for the buyers.
One of the other things that I also do with my clients is I walk them through a budget.
Okay.
I know a lot of institutions don't do that.
Right.
Okay. But I do that because when I talk to a client, when I build a mortgage, and we've talked about this before, I build it backwards.
Right.
I'm going to build it based on wants, needs, but you're going to tell me what's affordable.
Right.
Okay. And then we can have a discussion about affordability, and we can then have a discussion. Okay. I'm seeing you're making all this money and you don't have a lot of money in the bank. That causes me to maybe ask some questions. Is there some places we can maybe, you know, grab the belt and pull it a little bit tighter, all right, to make your quality of life better?
Well, let me just say this before we head into break. If you're renting, and right now we're seeing rents for real solid between $1,500 and $1,800 for a 3-bedroom, you know, now is the time to get off at the fence, because those are just going to keep going up.
Right.
I'm going to use an example that just happened yesterday. I'm representing a new client. They're going to sell their townhome. The reason they're selling their townhome is their association fee went to $600 a month.
Wow.
That's painful.
Mm-hmm.
And, and they're getting nothing. I said, so do you have a pool? Do you have a sauna? Well, I mean, $600.
I want a lawn boy coming up and fanning me for that.
And they go, no, it started at $300. Mm-hmm. It's now $600.
Yeah. And those are the kind of situations that can actually throw homeowners into foreclosure. If you can imagine getting a wallop like that and budget being tight to begin with,
right?
That is not something that you take lightly.
Well, we don't take your calls lightly as well. We'd love you to call in and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071, and we'll be right back. We're always happy to have you be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We make it very easy for you to call in at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Maybe you had kind of a complicated scenario, something floating around in your brain that you've been noodling on, and you go, nope, I need to talk to an expert. Well, we make it easy for you. Call in, be part of the show, ask your question to Mimi and Phil, and they will get you down the road to the path to actually getting into that home.
I think that what is important for me to share with folks is that I've worked in every possible quadrant of the Twin Cities Metro now, including Western Wisconsin. And we do know where there are pockets of opportunity. And one of the things when we're listening to our buyer clients, you know, what is your objective? Let us help you figure that out. Maybe it's going to be a little different than what you had imagined in your mind. But, you know, we don't have any preconceived notions of what things ought to be.
Right.
We are consultants and we listen to you and we try to help you figure things out. Now, I know that there is another pain point out there that we want to talk about, and that's for our sellers that desperately would like to change.
Right.
They don't like their neighbor. They don't like the fact that the plowing isn't what they expected. They're tired of shoveling. They want a townhouse, but they don't know how to get out of where they currently are. I personally have a list of over 1,000 buyers right now currently looking in my database, and Phil has an equal number of buyers. We can match you
right
to a buyer, and we can put it into the contract where you have to be able to get an acceptable property of your own, or then you won't sell. And so you are protected in that way, mm-hmm. Phil.
Oh, it's a great way. And I mean, we've closed quite a few transactions that way where we set up the house. We show your house, list your house, sell your house. But we sell it based on the fact that you're not going to move until we help you find that next home. So by us having, if we have a buyer that's finally found a house that they love, be it your property, It's a pretty easy conversation, Ms. Shannon.
Okay.
You want to know something? We're not going to close for 90 days, but guess what? We got your house.
Right.
We got your house. It gives you time to get ready to move. Let's give our seller the opportunity to go find that next home.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, I'll challenge all those people that have houses between $200,000 and $290,000, and you want to list it. You should be contacting Mimi. We can get that property sold and we can get it sold very, very quick. But when you're saying, but we don't have a house,
right?
We know how to structure these deals and we have enough buyers that on the sidelines right now that are willing to wait that 60, 90, 120 days
right
to go find that home.
Okay.
And so I also want to talk to the folks out there that maybe you're having some mobility issues. And the stairs that they're having to deal with right now are becoming a burden.
Right.
So let's talk about what does that actually look like. So the one level living is the most in demand floor plan that there is.
Right.
Both, you know, townhomes, condos, and detached townhome patio homes.
Okay.
So let's talk about if we can't find you what you say you need within your budget, let's talk about finding something that is close and maybe looking into lift systems.
Okay, so maybe something that had a slightly larger stairwell so that you could put one of those
yes.
lift systems. Okay.
Yeah, I think that what we're going to see as the baby boomers continue to age up into 2060, I think that's when the end of us is.
Right.
you know? So we're going to see just there's going to have to be creative options. You know, you're moving from a place that you can no longer manage.
Right.
You can't go down the stairs to do your laundry anymore. So you got the pantyhose in the sink.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to be creative, and we want you to know we feel your pain.
Mimi and I have a client right now that we represent, and they want specifically what Mimi's talking about. And we both proposed them a lift system.
Okay.
And we actually did some research for them. It's not that expensive.
Okay.
Our client has bad knees. He's in, I think, 65, 70 years old. And they are now open to that type of setup for their home.
And that sounds reasonable. There's lots of people that are, you know, you don't know what the scenario is until you're brave enough to ask the question. So we appreciate the fact that you guys are willing to give them such a broad scope of information, because you deal with everything.
Right. And I will say that Wisconsin is a beautiful option right now. And to Phil's point, Wisconsin, you know, Hudson, for instance, right, is only, you know, 10 minutes from Woodbury, and then another 10 minutes to St. Paul-ish.
Right.
So it's a great option. It's right now, there's lots of building going on over there. If you're not finding what you see in existing properties, let's have a conversation of what building might look like. We just closed on a property with a client that couldn't find what they were looking for. They were really looking for some exclusion, some privacy, some acreage, and just not
a little distance between them and their neighbor.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And so we went out. They found a lot and built a beautiful home for right around $500,000. And that's a high price point.
Right.
But maybe not so much if you think what it would cost to get 5 acres with existing. You
know, I was connected to the hip with these people for 5.5 months.
Making sure that everything worked out. And the other thing is, even from the beginning to the end, you work with them through the whole process. Like, we do have a question on Twitter, and Kim wanted to know, if you are looking through multiple offers like that, and maybe you have credits about, you know, if they're looking into your credit, that's okay, right? As long as they're in the process, that's not like a hard hit on their credit, right, Phil? Okay. It's okay to go and, like, if somebody's, like, working with you, and then maybe you have to run their credit a few times in particular scenarios. You know
okay,
how to
now
that.
I understand the question. Great question. Just so you understand, under RESPA, a consumer, and RESPA is the biggest law that mortgage originators, banks, credit unions have to follow, the consumer has the right to shop for a mortgage.
Okay.
Okay, so that being said, all of us in this industry, we have one specific number for the credit bureaus. It's the same for everybody. So me pulling credit. So let's say you have your credit pulled by a mortgage lender here 2 weeks ago. We pull it here today. It's not going to affect your score. What people don't understand is if you have your credit pulled by multiple different industries, credit card companies, car loans, student loans, mortgage, and you do like 5 of those in a month, your credit score is going to probably go down 20, 50 points possibly.
And that's why we always encourage people to call in and not only ask their questions here during the time that you're on the Red Hot Real Estate Show, but to call you afterwards and work through this whole process.
Because
we know there's lots of ins and outs, and this is things that you guys do every day. So we might as well use your expertise.
I'll give you a great example. If a consumer calls me and they're working with another lender, I'm not going to just tell them you should leave the lender. I'm not going to do that. What I am going to say is, tell me your situation. What are you looking for? What is not going right for you at this point in time? What are you hoping for? And then last but not least, I'm then going to look at this situation and I'm going to ask myself the question, what other programs are there that would meet your specific needs that you have not been told about? And I will tell you 90% of the time, 90%, very rarely does this person say, yep, they told me about this. They told me about this. They told me about, no.
Right.
Here's what I hear. No, I had a meeting with them for 15 minutes and they didn't talk about any of the stuff you're talking about. I hear it all the time.
I will say that I believe that the USDA Rural Development Program is probably one of the hidden gems out there, because there's just not enough options for zero down. And when you've got a seller that's in the zone, that would qualify for that, they already know that their house is going to be qualified for USDA loan because they probably bought it that way.
Got it.
And so they're going to understand when you come as a buyer and say, this is the program that I'm using, and it's a zero down, and it doesn't even reflect on, you know, how much money you actually have saved for your down payment, which is a beautiful thing.
It's just the program that you made that make most sense for you based upon where you're buying the house.
And guess what? It's very, very acceptable because the sellers already know that that's a program that's offered.
Well, let's give everybody your numbers again. So, Mimi, let's start with you.
You can reach me at Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com.
And Phil, you're very easy to find at callphilolson.com, right?
Or give me a phone call at 651-238-6748.
And you can always find us at mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.